Another night at Jimmy's, they worked a little too far through the alphabet. By the time she found herself staring down into a half-drunk pint of Sammamish steam ale, Chris was reconciled to leaving the car on the street outside and getting up early to pick it up before it got a ticket. Arjun was propped up on his elbows, staring at her tattoos. "They're intense," he said, in that odd in-between accent of his. "It's a tribal design," she told him.
"Of which tribe?"
"I don't think it's from anywhere, Arjun. It's more of a generic thing. I wanted to do it, so I did. End of story."
"But why?"
"Why? It was something I wanted. Nick and I both got tattooed around the same time at this place in San Francisco."
"Who's Nick?" he asked.
"I've told you about Nick," she said, but realized she hadn't. Not really. He nodded, jutting out his bottom lip in a sagacious expression.
"I think I need to go home."
As he tried to stand up, he knocked his chair backward onto the floor and staggered into the table. Chris grabbed onto his arm. "Hold on there, partner. Let's just take it one step at a time." There was no way he was going to make it back to Berry Acres, so Chris made a blurry executive decision and steered him in the direction of her place. Nikolai wasn't home, and she deposited Arjun on the couch in her living room while she searched out some extra bedding. When she went back in to check on him, he had passed out. She arranged him lengthwise, removed the sneakers from the feet dangling over the edge of the couch, and laid a duvet on the top like a shroud. Then she went to bed. When Nick tumbled through the door an hour later, loaded and horny after a night out with his buddies, he made so much noise that Chris was sure Arjun would wake up. Even when the two of them went at it like teenagers, Nick yelling incomprehensible Bulgarian sexy stuff and taking her hand away from his mouth every time she tried to shut him up. There was